Don't think you can ever give me a compliment that doesn't come out of your heart first. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Do not allow others to hurt your soul. Respond from your heart, and do not react with unkindness. Allow yourself to dance away from others who live in their world of unhappiness. They simply speak another language than you. They cannot understand you. You cannot understand them. Don't waste your time. Go on to be free with your own splendid spirit. Your mission is of light. You are a star seed. This came from the book Elaine, Daughter of Avalon by Joan Fiercy. She sent me a copy of it, and I laid it aside for a long, long time and didn't look at it. And then one day I just picked it up and started reading it and thought, how charming. She said, do not allow others to hurt your soul. How often do we allow others to hurt our soul, to make us feel that we are unworthy and that we are bad people, you know? Don't do that. Don't do that. Respond from your heart and do not react with unkindness. You little soul! You know, you want to blow up and blow your stack and get angry at somebody and throw things at them and stuff like that. Don't. Allow yourself to dance away from others who live in their world of unhappiness. You created them in that world of unhappiness. You could not see them in unhappiness if you were not in an unhappy state of consciousness. So rise out of that unhappy state of consciousness into the state of consciousness of delight and charm and wonder and magic and goodness. Those who are unhappy, they simply speak another language than you. And that's true. But you hear it. You hear the other language. Don't hear it. If someone says something naughty about you, say, well, thank you very much. You're always saying beautiful things. Didn't you hear me? I said you're terrible. Well, thank you very much. I'm always happy when anyone thinks about me, because at least they're thinking about me. Thank you very much. Oh, it's hard to give you a negative comment. Thank you very much. That's my intention. Don't laugh. But don't laugh. That's your intention, to be hard to be given a negative comment. They simply speak another language than you. Your language is a language of love and caring and joy and peace and harmony and wonder and magic. Go for it! They cannot understand you, and you cannot understand them. Didn't I understand you? Didn't you say you wanted to talk about me? How nice of you! You know, yes, I was saying some bad things about you. Well, that you're even talking about me means that I'm important to you, that I'm somebody that you want to talk about. Oh, I don't want to. Well, you know, you're the nicest person that I have met for a long time. You're always thinking about me. I mean, I think anybody who thinks about me all the time must be a super person. Do not waste your time. Go on to be free with your own splendid spirit. Your mission is of the light. You are a star seed. What a wonderful statement. You are the star seed. Now, what is a star seed? Well, I think it's a beautiful phrase, but I'm not a star seed. I'm not the star. I'm the all. I'm the all. I'm the isness. I'm the totality. You see, these words are beautiful to our human spirit. These words are beautiful to our human soul, and we take these words and we say, wow, what a thoughtful, loving, gentle, you know, statement. But now, if she were to say, allow others to reflect your soul from its most magnificent height. Respond from your heart and react with kindness with everyone you meet or see. Allow yourself to dance with your creation, who live in their world of happiness as you created them. They simply speak a language that is so delightful because it's a reflection of the magic within you. They understand you, and you understand them. Spend your time with them, seeing them beautiful and perfect, because that's the magic of your soul being revealed. Go on to be free with your own splendid spirit. Good statement. Go on to be free with your own splendid spirit. Your mission is of the light, And I would say, your mission is of light. Be the light that you are and enjoy. You are not a star seed. You are the allness. You are the isness. You are the wholeness. You are the perfection. You are the goodness. How wonderful it is. You see, as an absolute philosopher, it's up to us to be in charge of our mind and our thinking. We don't have to take all these positive thinking courses and all of these other programs that come along. We don't have to do them. Some may be very good for us, but we don't have to. All we have to do if we want to live a positive life, does anyone want to tell me out loud?
To be myself and have fun.
To think positive. All we have to do to live a positive life is to think positive. And if being yourself and having fun is thinking positive, go for it. If being yourself and not thinking positive is what you want, then go for it. I don't even know you exist. All I know exist are happy people, positive people, joyous people, fun-filled people. Are you a fun-filled people? Are you a person who is absolutely magnificent? I would say so. Because that's what I am. Yep, that's what I am. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Yep. Every time I look at you, I see a smile. I see a starburst. I see a sun shining. And every time I look at any of you, I see the happiest people in the world. And when you try to be unhappy while I'm being happy with you, which you sometimes try to do, I don't see it, of course, but and then there is a putrid odor that comes out. There is a putrid odor, and there is a negative vibration that is so miserable, I want to leave as quickly as I can. Now, I can clean that vibration and that odor up with an instant, because then I am not allowing you to be who you want to be. If you don't want to be how I see you, as beautiful, whole, and perfect, and fantastic, that's your privilege, but not in my world. I go back to my house, and I say, Sylvia, oh, what a glorious lady. Ingeborg, what a fantastic, spiritually illumined being. Ellen, what a master. Oh, wow. You know, and you may be having the throes and fits of death, and you may be death warmed over and all that other good stuff. I don't even know it. And I don't even care. If I'm that way, if I'm not being nice, do you think my mother's going to let me in the house? Do you think my mother's going to let me get away with it? Now, Herbie, you sit down until you can start smiling at your sisters. Until you can smile at your sisters, you're not getting up from that place, you know. She never had to say that to me, but she could have. And we could. But Mother was a happy person, and she was not going to let anybody spoil her happiness. She says, Herbie, come, let's go to church. I'm going downtown in downtown Milwaukee. And I said, okay. She says, and on the way home, we're going to stop for a chop suey dinner. Oh, boy, 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 was I eager to go. You know, a little motivation. Mother knew how to turn me on, you know. She knew that the church was okay. But the minister and so forth were nice people, but they were struggling. And they were struggling because they didn't like themselves. Every church I've ever gone to, which has been a wonderful success, is because the minister likes himself. Not the congregation. The minister likes them. And the congregation is a reflection of the minister. And you say, well, in a good church, you said in the minister's manual, is made up of people who invite other people to church. That's right. That's right. But if the minister isn't pouring out love and pouring out joy and peace and harmony, being a beautiful reflection of what they're not going to come to hear hell and damnation. People who come to hear hell and damnation are hell and damnation themselves. You know that. And people who come to hear about the love of Jesus, the love of God, the love of themselves, wow. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And if you ever hear anybody say the Bible is negative, say the Bible is the story of the religious development of a people. The Bible isn't necessarily God. I would say the teachings of Jesus were a good teaching, okay?
Yeah.
They were a good teaching. And nowhere did he say that you can't do anything he does, you know. Everywhere he said, you know, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're all that he is and everything else. And see, he's, what do you want from me? I can only see the Christ in you because I'm the Christ. Remember how I said that? I can only see the Christ in you. Don't we get the message? Don't we get the message? We should only see the Christ first in ourselves. It's there. That's who we really are. And then see it in others. And what is the Christ? Our divinity, our purity, our integrity, our wonderment, who we really are. Oh my, oh my, oh my. How glorious it is. How wonderful you are. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Joan Fiercy, from Orange in
New Jersey.
New Jersey. You're a super lady. And you are all super ladies and monks and everything else. Like that. And Button and Love and little, who are you?
Rex.
Rex. Rex, that's your name. I was going to say Little Prince. Rex, you are a love. You know that? I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.